Defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
And fellow Americans, let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff in town.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report. Today, Monday, November 7th, Election Eve. 2016, and we are coming to you from the RWB Network Studios in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So who would have thought that shooting a 10-pound pumpkin out of an air cannon could be dangerous? There was a major malfunction at this year's Pumpkin Chunkin' Contest in Bridgeville, Delaware. One of the competing machines, the Pumpkin Reaper, exploded during its turn to launch a pumpkin. The result was a woman was hit by flying parts of debris. No word on how far the pumpkin actually went, though. Maybe next year they should just stick to making pie out of these pumpkins. All right, let's get to today's big three headlines. First, with less than 24 hours to go until Election Day voting begins, both candidates are making last-minute pleas to potential voters, while Donald Trump is continuing his relentless traveling. Hillary is hoping that the college kids will lead her to victory tomorrow night. Also, from zero to hero, back to zero, in less than 3 months, FBI Director James Comey may be the only person in Washington, D.C. with less friends than Anthony Weiner. We'll go over his recent letter to Congress and reiterate why it's a bad idea for the federal government to teach our school children math. And soon-to-be former President Barack Obama doesn't even care about looking corrupt anymore. Now he's telling illegals they can gain citizenship purely by voting tomorrow. For Hillary, of course. All that plus, we have the final round of polling coming in. We'll break down the latest numbers. Plus, if Hillary wins with 270 electoral votes, is it possible that she may need two more? We'll explain. And the Clinton campaign has decided to scale back their election night celebration plans. That may be more telling than the polls we have today. All that plus your daily dose of common sense you can only find here on the Rhino Report. But let's kick the show off the same way that we always do, with a salute to our country with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We have a lot to unpack today, guys. It's one of those shows. But in the meantime, check out rhinoreport.com, rhinoreport.com. New articles, new rhino rants, general merriment, lots of stuff going on there. And as always, you can follow me on Twitter, at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on air, at Rhino on Air. Also, Facebook, facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. And you can always email me questions, concerns, comments, a story I missed, a funny joke, an article if you have it. Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at RWBNetwork.com. Hang in there, guys. We'll be right back in just a minute.
Hi, I'm Fred Dreyer. Did you know the best defense for expensive electric bills is an energy system from Solar Optimum? Solar Optimum, California's leading solar provider, is now offering Tesla Powerwall, a battery backup solution in case of blackouts or natural disasters. For a limited time, Solar Optimum is offering American-made solar panels and a Tesla Powerwall battery for no money down. and payments starting at $89 a month. Plus, you'll get a 30% tax credit. So talk to the local experts at Solar Optimum today and get energy peace of mind. Call 818-745-1489. That's 818-745-1489.
Install a Tesla Powerwall in case of blackouts and natural disasters. Call Solar Optimum at 818-745-1489.
For this Monday edition of the Rhino Report, before we get too far along, our big shout-outs to everyone listening right now on Red Nation Rising Radio, the Liberty feed, and StreamingTalkRadio.com. Always there, Monday to Friday, both outlets, 2 p.m. Eastern. And, of course, KLRNradio.com, midnight Eastern, Tuesday through Saturday. And you can take us wherever you go. If you go to your Google Play or your Apple iTunes store, whatever it's called, and you download the CRN app, we're on CRN Channel 1, 2 p.m. Eastern or 11 a.m. Pacific. And remember, you got to check out Tina's Take. Tina's Take is the new podcast by one of our bloggers, and the first episode is up there. And I have the second episode in my possession. I do have it. And Tina pleaded with me not to post it. But I'm not going to listen. We're going to put it up there anyway. So you can go check that out too. That's on Podbean. So go to Podbean. And you can always find the Rhino Report on also iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio. Lots of places to find it. Now, is the end near? Do you think the end is near? People in Oklahoma might think so. People in Italy might think so. What is up with these earthquakes? They're going on all over the place. Now, in Oklahoma, they want to say it's fracking. It's fracking. It's all the wastewater they're putting into the ground. Well, it rains, doesn't it? I mean, it rains, and that water then goes into the ground. Does that cause major seismic shifts whenever you have a thunderstorm in Oklahoma? I have no doubt maybe injecting some of that water into the shale or whatever it is may play some small role in something. Whether or not it causes a 5.3 earthquake, I don't think so. Now, your preppers will tell you, oh, it's that New Madrid fault. That's what it is. And it's getting ready to pop off. In Italy, what, they've had like 5 earthquakes that were 6.0 or better right in the middle of their country. They got volcanoes waking up. I don't know, maybe the end is near. Maybe tomorrow is like what December 21st of 2012 was supposed to be. The end of the Mayan calendar. Maybe that's what tomorrow is. I don't know. For some people, it's going to be a rude awakening. For some people, it's going to be a major victory. Either way, there's going to be a lot of disappointed people. Now, will one portion of those people, will they decide not to take that? Will they decide that this isn't for them? That it was rigged? That there are other alternatives out there? Who knows? It's a discussion we'll have to have on Wednesday, if we know who the winner is on Tuesday. Regardless, we're going to have a discussion with the Republican Party. Regardless, win, lose, or draw. They need to know that their actions are no longer acceptable. That if you don't rally behind the candidate, if you don't honor the pledge that you signed, you are no longer welcome in the party. And if they can't do that, if the Republican Party refuses to hold its members accountable, well, then it's time for a new party. And we'll go into all this. Like I said, I'm not anticipating a Donald Trump loss at all. I believe regardless we have to have this conversation. We had to have this conversation a year ago. But the primaries, the election, the conventions, rah-rah, we love Republicans, conservatives, and we can't have that conversation right now. But we will have it. I promise you, we will have that conversation. Either way. Are you getting a little excited for tomorrow? A little nervous? Maybe the butterflies in the stomach. I've gone back and forth. I can tell you that this was the first weekend that I can remember in a long time where I was actually hoping Monday would come sooner. And part of that was because of all the different bombs that can drop right before an election. You know, we think about the DWI thing with George W. Bush just, 2 days before the election that almost cost him that election. Now, if one of these candidates had a DWI, which Hillary would be the more likely one since she's a chronic drinker, but she doesn't drive. She hasn't driven in 30 years. If one of them had a DWI, it wouldn't make the fourth block of a TV show. It wouldn't even make it. Wouldn't even be there. There's been so much else going on. So I'm excited. I think we have a chance to do some real good tomorrow. I mean, real good. And then take that going forward into January and the first 100 days and the first year. Or there's a chance that we're going to have to defend this country. I mean, really defend it now. Tomorrow's kind of like Game 7. That's what tomorrow is. See, we're the away team. We're the underdog. We don't have our best pitcher on the mound. But our bats got hot. They got us through Game 6, back against the wall. And now here we are to Game 7. They have their ace on the hill. But, to be fair, they had their ace pitch Game 1 and Game 4. Game 1 was good. Game 4, mixed results. Maybe they're a little tired now. Maybe they're a little worn down. Maybe they need a nap. Plus, this ace that they have, they've been accused of perhaps doctoring the ball in the past. It's going to come down to heart, to sheer will, and perhaps the bullpen. Perhaps it comes down to the bullpen. And since the officiating, a fair officiating, is totally out the window, we better make sure this game tomorrow isn't even close. Can't be close. We do have one advantage, however. We do have one advantage, and that advantage is usually the away team can't play for a tie. Right? The home team always plays for a tie. That way they get last licks, whether it be the bottom of the ninth inning, bottom of the 10th inning, 11th inning, whatever it is. They play for the tie. The away team plays for the win. In this particular instance, we get to play for the tie. And that is a huge advantage. Tremendous advantage. And it's an advantage that mainstream media, your big pollsters, the Hillary, and even the Donald camp don't really want to acknowledge right now. We have a very strong possibility of having a 269 all tie tomorrow night. If Donald Trump wins New Hampshire, Ohio, Florida, Iowa, North Carolina, in addition to the states that Mitt Romney won in 2012, guess what, guys? It's tied. It's tied. New Hampshire right now, looking good. Ohio, looking good. Florida, coin toss right now. Iowa, looking real good. North Carolina, the early voting, looking really good. We'll see what happens tomorrow. But the early voting numbers in North Carolina portend perhaps a Trump victory in North Carolina, and it might not be that close. We have the possibility of having a tie. And in this case, tie goes to the away team. We'll break this down a little further, a little bit later in the show. But it's Game 7. Get excited. Get amped up. Get your red shirt. Put your jersey on. Get your cleats. Get your bat. Get your ball and go vote. That's what you got to do. At this point, it's put up or shut up. Put up or shut up. And I'd love to make these squirmy little whiny beta liberals shut up. Love to make them shut up. All right, well, I'm not going to shut up. I'm never going to shut up. So when we come back, we'll continue talking about this. Plus, we'll talk about James Comey and his latest letter to Congress. Hang in there, guys.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California, the number one Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's features specialty salads, homemade pastas, chicken dishes, supreme seafood, meatballs, and award-winning pizzas, thin or thick crust. And October is National Pizza Month, so come join us for traditional pizzas or any style pizza you desire. And this month, we feature our new Sicilian garbage pizza. It includes everything but the kitchen sink. And don't forget our fresh-baked, hot, homemade bread with delicious dipping sauces, Kalamata olive or sun-dried tomato. Sunday is our champagne brunch, just $18.95. Over 20 scrumptious items, including fresh baked Belgian waffles and omelets made to order. For dessert, we have tiramisu flowing in from Italy, homemade cannolis, and more. Angelo's and Vinci's is your destination for private parties, weddings, birthday parties, and all holiday events. 20,000 square feet of fun and food, and voted best Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Lunch and dinner 7 days a week, 714-879-4022.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Monday edition of the Rhino Report. Let me clarify just one little thing I said before the break. And that's not about making liberals shut up. We got to make them shut up anyway. What I'm talking about is winding up at this 269 all. Because I know there are two states, of course, and, you know, a lot of people didn't realize this before this year. People who are kind of new to the political arena, new to following this stuff, didn't realize that Maine and Nebraska actually vote the way the entire country should vote. That's how it should be. It should be by congressional district, and then whichever candidate wins the popular vote in the state as a total, they get the plus two. That's how it should work. Well, Maine and Nebraska do it that way. So in that previous scenario, with Trump winning everything Mitt Romney won, plus New Hampshire, Ohio, Florida, Iowa, and North Carolina, that does mean that he would need to win all the districts in Nebraska, the two extra districts, and she would win the two in Maine. So first and second. There's a very possible scenario here where Donald Trump does win the second congressional district in Maine. Now, I know some people have that going Hillary, some have it going Trump. I can tell you as somebody who lived in a very, very similar type of area, the North Country of New York is very similar to that northern Maine area. You have a lot of people live there who lost their jobs, who are never really all that happy with current government. Any money that comes into the area is generally people from the cities, and in Maine it would be Boston. In the North Country of New York, it was generally New York City, who come in with some money. They buy a big fancy vacation house, a nice big modern log cabin on tons of property. They don't spend a ton of money in the town because they just go there once in a while. It never really helps the economy. So I can tell you that that area of Maine would not surprise me if they went with Donald Trump. Could very well happen. The first district in Maine, down East Maine, they're Hillary all the way. No question about it. A lot of Massachusetts people live there, and I know you Mainers have a word for them. I'm not going to say it on air, but I call them the same thing. So that's the possibility. The possibility is 269. And if I'm going to be held, if I have a gun to my head right now, that's probably what I call. That's probably my prediction. It seems one of the most reliable predictions right now. If you want to go based on early voting, this thing could look like a landslide in Trump's favor. But it's hard to do. See, Republicans always come out on Election Day. The GOP, the RNC, Republicans in general, have never really been that big of fans of early voting. I don't like it either. I believe you have an Election Day, and that's it. Now, right now, the early voting shows Republicans or people who cast their ballot as Republicans, registered Republicans, even if not ahead in most early voting states, which is a tremendous step forward from where this party was only 4 years ago, and then 8 years ago, and 12 years ago. We never voted early. It never happened. We went on lunchtime, and we cast our ballot, and that was that. The fact that they're even with Democrats right now in most areas is a big victory right now. It's never happened before. And we're seeing some of the minority vote is not coming out. And we knew that was going to happen. I'm not sure if the Democrats knew that. I'm not sure if the pollsters knew that. Because they're all polling very, very heavy with the African-American vote. Every single poll out there, even today, it's a heavy African-American vote. Except one, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. So to have these early ballots be essentially a tie right now is a good thing. And it could portend good things for Donald Trump tomorrow. But there's just no way of knowing right now. No way of knowing. This time on Wednesday, we should have a good idea. We should have a pretty good idea. I have a feeling we'll probably know the answer by, let's call it 11:30 tomorrow night. Here's what to look for, though. Early on, polls close early on the East Coast, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, most states. If Hillary is struggling to hang on to Virginia, it's going to be a long night for Hillary. If Donald Trump is struggling to hang on to Georgia, it's going to be a long night for Donald. Or a short night, depending on how you look at it. That's what you can look for early. Now, we're not going to hear exit polls until 7 p.m. There's one company gathering all the exit polls and giving them out to all the different networks, but there's a consortium between the networks where they won't divulge those numbers until 7 p.m. as to not influence the election. But you can bet your bottom dollar, ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, they're all going to call these states early. So if you live in a state that has a time zone in the middle of it, don't watch TV. Just go vote. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
It started at Bunco Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Mortgage rates are at all-time lows. If you have not refinanced your current mortgage in the last few years, you could be losing thousands of dollars a year by paying too high of an APR. And the place to call is LendingTree to find out how low you can go. We can match you with lenders offering some of the lowest rates APRs available. Some APRs are lower than 3%. Imagine how much money you can save every month if your current mortgage is at 6% or higher. And all it takes is one free call to LendingTree to match you with a lender who may be able to lower your current home mortgage rate. Learn how to potentially save thousands by refinancing your current mortgage. Call LendingTree right now. NMLS 1136.
800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. That's 800-628-5067.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California. With the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop in to Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
Hello, everybody. This is Dick Sinclair. I hope you'll join me for the Polka Party every Saturday afternoon from 4 until 6 Pacific Time right here on CRN Digital Talk Radio. That's right, not only Saturday afternoon, but also early on Saturday and Sunday mornings. So remember, join us for the Polka Party every weekend right here on CRN Digital Talk Radio. We've got the blues on the run.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Rhino Report, this Monday edition, Election Eve. Election Eve. Make sure you check out the weekend edition of the show. You can find it on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, or iHeartRadio. Got a lot of hits, a lot of downloads, feed hits, all the terminology we use. It got a lot of them. So I don't want to get too far into this. What's done is done at this point. But James Comey, once again, decides to stick his straw in the drink and do what he can to try to influence what's going on. Now, I thought we had enough of James Comey back in July. I guess not. He reappears late October, 8 days ago, whatever it was, 9 days ago. New information, 600,000 emails on Uma Danger's computer. And then 9 days later, 8 days later, nah, they're all good. All good. Takes a year and a half to go through 30,000 emails, but we can scan through 650,000 in about 8 days. I mean, we worked around the clock. You'd have to read. I mean, you'd have to read like 1,000 emails an hour for like 10 agents to. I mean, come on. It says, based on our review, we have not changed our conclusions that we expressed in July with respect to Secretary Clinton. I wouldn't give Secretary Clinton any respect personally. That's just me. And the pendulum was already starting to kind of sway a little bit back in her direction before this. Mainstream media couldn't wait to get this up there. Cleared of all charges. Cleared of all charges. That's what they want to say. Not true. See, we know the DOJ is playing politics. It's very simple. We know that. We know if you look at the basic code, federal code, she mishandled classified information. If she did it one time or if she did it 1,000 times, it doesn't matter. She still did it. And here's the DOJ stonewalling. They don't want to convene a grand jury. They want to block the FBI from getting warrants in the Eastern District. And then when they go to the Southern District, they get blocked again. No more warrants. We heard rumors that the NYPD might have something that may be a little worse. Maybe a little worse than some classified information on a personal computer. I'm not sure if that's true or not. We heard rumors that they were told that if they went forward with a press conference announcing warrants for arrest, that the FBI or that the DOJ would then try and put somebody on trial, essentially, for the death of Eric Garner. They're blackmailing the NYPD. That's what the rumor was. And you know what? I tend to believe that. Because the DOJ has done nothing but play politics. If anybody is in violation of the Hatch Act, it's the DOJ. So we see it's not just elected officials that need to be drained from the swamp. It's these appointed ones, too. James Comey has done a great job of giving the FBI a big black eye. That's what he's done. At this point now, it's too late. It doesn't matter who comes forward from the FBI, whistleblowers, special agents, agents. It won't matter. What's done is done. And it was already sort of baked in anyway. People already know she's corrupt. They know she's a criminal. They know she's a liar. Honesty and trustworthiness, even the most liberal polling, shows her hovering around 30%. Would you trust somebody to babysit your kid if you trusted them about 30%, would you leave your kid with that person? No, definitely not. So, it's kind of baked in. It is what it is. I mean, we're going to have to talk about all this stuff at a later date. It's too much. There's too much corruption. It goes to the highest echelons of our government. I believe this is all to protect Barack Obama. We knew that he lied to us when he said, "Oh, I heard about it with the news reports like the rest of you guys." He didn't. Come on. He was emailing her on a whitelisted phone. They had to know her email address or it would have never gotten through. You just can't text Barack Obama's cell phone. That's not possible. It's a whitelisted phone. You have to enter the numbers and email addresses that are allowed to contact that phone. Somebody entered her email address on that phone. Lied to at every single step. CYA, cover your ass. That's what they're doing. Because if Donald Trump wins, not only are they going to drain the swamp, they're going to fill Leavenworth. That's what's going to happen. And Comey might be right there with him. What do they have on this guy? It was like John Roberts, right? We always said that they got to have something on John Roberts, Supreme Court Justice, because the way he votes now is not how he voted before. And people made references to possibly some blackmail with his kids in Ireland or something was involved. Gotta have something on Comey, too. Gotta. This guy, by all accounts, is a good guy, a straight shooter. Why he would do this? He has to resign. After Tuesday, he has to resign. There's no other option. There's no other recourse for him. He has to go. What's he gonna do? Say, "Oh, sorry, Hillary," or "Sorry, Donald." No, can't do it. You're done. You killed your career. Absolutely killed it. Now, the geeky guys, the techie guys are saying, well, of course they can go through that kind of emails in 6 days, 7 days, whatever it was. Because they filter stuff out. They look at the CC and the BCC and who it's from and who it's going to. And they can search meta tags. And they can get it down from 600,000 emails down to about 100 emails. Much more manageable. Well, number one, why wasn't that done a year ago? And number two, guess what? These people, they're good. These are good criminals. They don't just say, "Hey, listen, remember when we took that money from Saudi Arabia and then we gave them a contract?" They don't say that. That's not what they say. It's like terrorists. Terrorists don't send emails to each other that say, "Hey, guess what? Are you ready for the bombing next week? Did you get the dynamite?" They don't say that. They say things like, "Hey, are you ready for the party? Are you going to the wedding?" That's what they say. They use code words. Code words. So unless you know what code words they're using, you cannot search for it. And if you know what code words they're using, then they're guilty. It's that simple. Do you think John Podesta says in his emails, hey, we took that money from Iran, so now we're going to give them $600 million in cash on an airplane? No. They use code words. There's no way. Unless you knew the code words. And if you knew the code words, then you are complicit if you still think they're innocent. Crazy. Absolutely crazy. But let's just say something comes of this Clinton Foundation stuff. Let's just say. Maybe Donald wins tomorrow. Maybe Hillary's in big legal trouble. You said you'd be in jail. Could Obama actually pardon her, even though she hasn't been indicted or convicted yet? He can. And we'll talk about why when we come back. Plus, we'll take a look at the candidate's schedule today and go over one last look with the electoral map. Guys, hang in there.
This report is brought to you by Avon. As the company that's empowered and launched more female bosses than any other brand in the past century, Avon recently commissioned a nationwide survey, which revealed that 77% of women say they would love to be or love being their own boss. The top reasons why were cited as the flexibility to set their own hours, no one telling them what to do, more money, and less office politics. The survey was conducted in conjunction with Avon's exciting new advertising campaign, This is Boss Life, which celebrates the flexibility, freedom, and financial opportunity of becoming an Avon representative. Avon wants to empower women everywhere to take a step beyond the typical 9-to-5 work life and say hello to the boss life, because nothing is more beautiful than succeeding on your own terms. Avon is the leading social selling beauty company in North America. For more information on the Avon opportunity, visit sellavon.com.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
As we are all aware, restaurants and celebrity chefs come and go. But one restaurant is constant, El Cholo. Hi, this is Larry Elder. Since 1923, the original El Cholo on Western Avenue and those in La Habra, Santa Monica, downtown L.A., Anaheim Hills, and the latest Corona Del Mar have served millions of loyal fans and multiple generations. If you've dined there, you know the reason why. It's those fresh green corn tamales, Carmen's historic nachos, the margaritas, and so much more. Treat yourself and dine at a restaurant you really want to go to, not one where you're supposed to go to. El Cholo. I know I do.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. So let's just say Hillary's legal troubles are mounting, and maybe not just the issue revolving around her unsecured homebrewed bathroom basement server Platte River network. Maybe it's not just that. Maybe there's pay to play. Maybe there's something much more devious that the NYPD has sort of intimated through sources maybe abound. Let's just say something happens. Barack Obama could pardon her. Assuming this, you know, something sort of happens, more information comes to light, whatever it may be, before January 20th of next year, he could. Regardless of whether or not she has been charged formally, he could. Ford did that for Nixon. Nixon was never charged formally before he was pardoned. However, it could be an admission of guilt. They don't want that. It could destroy the Democrat Party. Could do that. But if he doesn't pardon her, she may roll on him. See, it's always funny when Democrats turn on each other. It's like watching drowning rats fight, is what it is. Now, the big difference here is that back when Nixon was facing a possible impeachment, he had lost the Republican Party. They were no longer supportive of him. In this case, Democrats are still very supportive of Hillary. They endorse her. They stump for her. They support her. They rig polls for her, voter fraud for her, do anything they can for her because they know it's the Clinton ATM. Hillary is the Clinton ATM. If you help them out, cha-ching, cha-ching, just ask Andrew McCabe's wife. That ATM worked out pretty good. That ATM was called Terry McAuliffe. That was a nice ATM. $750,000 to run for a state Senate seat. They don't cost that much. They don't cost that much. So he could do it. He definitely could do it. So we're going to have to see. This is not over. It's not over tomorrow. That's not the end, regardless of who wins. It is not the end. The fight continues. That I can promise you. Now, let's just say somehow Hillary winds up with, I don't know, 271 electoral votes. There's a possibility she's not the president. Very strong possibility. Two electors in Washington state, which will go blue, are saying they're not going to vote on December 19th for Hillary. One is saying definitely not. One is saying definitely not. And one is saying he's not sure, but he probably won't. Now, the fine in Washington state for not voting who the public chose, it's $1,000. It's $1,000. You know what? What are there? 200 electors? I'll give you all $1,000 if you don't vote for Hillary. How about that? How's that sound? I'll buck up $200,000. That's fine. To save this country? If this country costs $200,000 to save it, I'm there. Who's with me? That's all the fine is. So two of them saying maybe not. Well, one saying definitely not. One saying maybe not. Who knows? A lot of talk happens. We saw this before the convention. You know, all these Bernie delegates, they're not going to vote for Hillary. Come on. A lot of it's talk. But still worth noting that even within her own party, Democrat delegates, the Democrat electors, will not, or saying they will not vote for her on December 19th when the college comes to order. Really quickly here before we get to polls, we got a lot of stuff to do. Polls here, we have this video of Obama. He was on this MeToo YouTube channel saying essentially to the interviewer, who is actress Gina Rodriguez, that illegals, as long as they vote, they're Americans. So just go and vote. Go and vote. You're an American now. Congratulations. Don't worry about those who are waiting in line, those who are taking classes, those who are learning the language. Don't worry about that. Just go and vote. Go and vote and you're an American. Yay. Welcome. Welcome to the country. Enjoy our free health care. Enjoy our welfare. Enjoy everything. All you have to do is vote. He said they're not going to go track you down. No one's going to track you down. He's encouraging voter fraud. Illegals cannot vote in this country. Very, very simple. Black and white, cut and dry. Here's the president encouraging voter fraud. Is anybody surprised? I'm not. Definitely not. All right, Trump's schedule today, he's got a busy one. This guy is all over the place. He's in Florida this morning in Sarasota. He's been there like, I don't know, five times the last 6 days. Then he's got North Carolina. And then he's got Pennsylvania, going to Scranton. Not exactly conservative home turf, Scranton, PA. And then he's going to New Hampshire. That's going to be at the SNHU Arena with Governor Mike Pence tonight. And then him and Pence are going to Grand Rapids, Michigan. I believe that's on the western side of Michigan, if I'm correct. They're going to go there. And who knows? That may not even be his last stop. This guy's all over the place. If anybody wants this, it's Donald Trump. This guy is campaigning relentless. He's 70 years old. He's crisscrossing the country 17 times a minute. Hillary, she's going to these colleges. Eh, come out and vote for me. Yay. You know what? These kids who attend these rallies, they're just going to get laid. That's why they're going. They're not gonna go, oh, we gotta go vote for Hillary. Let's get in our cars, drive 6 hours to go home to see our parents, bring our laundry maybe, and then go vote for Hillary. No, they would do that for Bernie. They did that for Barack Obama. Those are charismatic figures in their eyes. They're not doing it for Hillary. They're going to these rallies so they can go to the fraternity afterwards, the sorority afterwards, the women's studies classes afterwards. You know, that's why they're doing this. They're going to get a class because these liberal political science professors say, if you go to the rally, we'll give you credit for it. I know. They did it to me. They made me go see so many people go speak. I brought earplugs. I couldn't take it. But they gave you extra credit if you went. Wasting their time on university campuses. Wasting their time in Ann Arbor, Michigan. State College, Pennsylvania. Wasting their time. But let them waste it. Let them waste it all they want. All right, when we come back, we got a really boogie. We're going to have a flash session here. We got a lot of polls to go over. And I'll tell you about the changes Hillary Clinton has made to her victory celebration tomorrow. This is a big change. Perhaps more foretelling than the polls. Hang in there, guys. One more break.
All right, guys. While I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country. And they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right. In Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
Hi, I'm Fred Dreyer. Did you know the best defense for expensive electric bills is an energy system from Solar Optimum? Solar Optimum, California's leading solar provider, is now offering Tesla Powerwall, a battery backup solution in case of blackouts or natural disasters. For a limited time, Solar Optimum is offering American-made solar panels and a Tesla Powerwall battery for no money down and payments starting at $89 a month. Plus, you'll get a 30% tax credit. So talk to the local experts at Solar Optimum today and get energy peace of mind. Call 818-745-1489. That's 818-745-1489.
Install a Tesla Powerwall in case of blackouts and natural disasters. Call Solar Optimum at 818-745-1489.
All right, guys, welcome back to this last segment of this Election Eve Rhino Report. Lots to go over. Really quickly, there were some changes to Fox News' electoral map, opening up a little bit more room for Donald Trump. They slid Florida from the lean blue into a toss-up, North Carolina from lean blue into a toss-up. They also slid New Hampshire from a lean blue into a toss-up. They have Iowa now as lean red, Ohio lean red, Utah lean red. This McMullen guy was never going to have a chance. Arizona lean red. They still have Colorado and New Mexico leaning blue, and Nevada, which is a little surprising because they are kind of tied in every poll. You take the aggregate of all the polls, they're sort of tied in all those. We have more polls here. Let's see. This Quinnipiac poll, Florida shows Trump down one. North Carolina shows Trump down two. Now, you have to understand, these two states, early voting, most of Hillary's ballots have been cast already in these two states. Most of them. Over half of them. Over half of the registered Democrats have already voted in these states. And the Republicans are keeping pace, plus they turn out on Election Day, where Democrats are less likely to. So, grain of salt, those two numbers. Rubio beating Murphy by 7 in Florida, which could help. Again, a rising tide raises all boats. Rubio could really help Trump. Now, we know that the Cubans will probably break Trump, and they like Rubio, so I think Trump does win Florida. I do see that. North Carolina, yeah, it could be a little different. North Carolina, you have McCrory down 3 in this Quinnipiac poll, so that's really more of a toss-up in my eyes than Florida. I'm more confident in Florida. Emerson is calling this the closest blowout ever, which is interesting because they're saying every state is really, really close. more close than it's been ever, yet Hillary's going to get all of them. That's kind of what they're saying. This is Emerson. They were good in the primaries. I'll give them that. They have Ohio, Trump plus 7, Nevada, Trump down 1, Missouri, Trump plus 6, and New Hampshire, Trump down 1. It is worth noting that Emerson does say in their methodology they are using a 2012 model. So that's where you get those numbers from. If you have a 2014 turnout, not even close. Not even close. Again, quickly here, this is a Zia poll. Zia poll is out of New Mexico. Trump 44, Hillary 46. Less than 1%. Go to Johnson. This is a former governor, Mr. Aleppo of New Mexico. He's got less than 1% here. So again, 2 points here. I don't know much about Zia poll. That's just, this was 8,439 likely voters out of New Mexico yesterday. So it was taken on a Sunday, and it was an interactive voice response poll. Okay, we got a few more here. LA Times. Trump is at the highest he's ever been, 48%. She's at 43%, so Trump plus 5. This is actually a large move for him since about October 9th. He's done pretty good on the rise here. 48% is his high for the poll. He's leading in just about every category except for the under $35,000 income area, so no sense reading all those off. The Latino gap here, it's closed in LA Times. 46% for Hillary, 43.9% for Donald. So it's only within 2 or 3 points there. Gender gap, she has women by 7, he has men by 17, 24-point gender gap. Perception poll down to 9, minus 9 for Trump. It was minus 21 a week and a half ago. So he made some inroads there. IBD poll, really quickly. Trump up 2 in the IBD poll. It's the most accurate poll from the last three elections. The big number here, the big takeaway here, suburban voters break Trump by 3. Rural voters break Trump 55-32. Trump wins in the Midwest and wins in the South. And union households only go Hillary by 5. Union households only going Hillary by 5 in this poll. That is a huge hit that nobody is talking about. And that is what's putting Michigan in play. All right, guys, hope you had a great time. We'll speak again tomorrow, I promise. A big thank you to all of those serving our country at home and abroad, and a huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. Please stay safe. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Go get your red shirt. Remember to vote tomorrow. And until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.